Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back to PJ Sports Talk, the place to be every Sunday at 3. I'm your host, PJ. Welcome back to PJ Sports Talk. There's a lot of things going on in the sporting world today and things that we have to talk about. So let's get right into it. First off, biggest news. The World Championships, NBA Championships, also as well as the NHL Championships, the Lightning lost. Yeah, it kind of sucks. But, you know, we gave it our all, and in that last game, I saw one of the best games that the Lightning never played. We just didn't capitalize on our good plays. You know, we'd have a great defensive play. You know, we'd have great passing, you know, but we wouldn't capitalize, right? Steven Stamkos got out in front, and it was just him and the goalie, and he missed. You know, there was another one where it was a perfect cross and right to the guy, and he fired his stick too early, you know. And yeah, it really takes a win out of you being a Lightning fan, because I really thought that we had a chance to win this game, to win the Stanley Cup, you know. That would be so awesome. But, you know, we'll always have a next year, right? But some of our players will be leaving, most likely, because they want too much money, you know. But if this team were to stay together with how young they are and how they work together, they could be Stanley Cup champions next year, you know. Of course, John Cooper, he's a great coach. I'm counting on him to bring us a Stanley Cup once again. So I'm really looking to, hi there, Jan. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to what they can produce, as well as the NBA Finals. The Warriors beat the Cavaliers, and I was expecting this. You know, this was what was supposed to happen, you know. And because, I mean, you think about it, Cleveland had nobody on their team, and LeBron won two games. LeBron is the best player, you know, of the modern era. You know, nobody will beat him out. When you go back a little bit, you have Michael Jordan. You know, he's the best player of all time. But then you have Magic Johnson, then you have Larry Bird, you have, you know, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. You have all these people, right? Well, LeBron is now in that mix. You know, he's now talked about as, could he be the next best player of all time? And I don't know, but we'll have to see. Golly, my yawns. So we'll have to see. Anyway, there was an interview on SportsCenter between Steph Curry and Klay Thompson, and their dads got together. And of course, Klay Thompson, his dad was on the team with Magic Johnson, scored two championships, and Ben Steph Curry's dad, you know, he played in the NBA, but he never won a championship. So they were talking about, you know, when if ever was the point where your son became better than you at basketball, you know. And Steph Curry's dad was talking about it, and he said, well, in high school or college or something, my grandma came in while we were eating at the dining table and gave me the crown, which indicated that you were the best basketball player in the family. And that was when he pretty much knew, because his grandma watched every single game from both of them, you know? And then for Klay Thompson, right? Klay Thompson's dad said pretty much when he won the last championship. Because when you get that, you know, he said he always was a better all-around player. But when you get that championship, it really means something, you know? So I thought that was pretty interesting. Anyway, Father's Day is today. We're gonna have a nice. My mom's cooking up a nice dinner meatloaf, and so that should be pretty good. And there's some Father's Day traditions. If you'd like to call in and talk about, you know, a Father's Day tradition that you have, call in 347-826-7388, and I'll be happy to take your call, and you can talk to me about your Father's Day tradition or the NBA Finals or the NHL Finals, any of that. So yeah, that was that. There's a bunch of Father's Day stuff that they're doing at SportsCenter, so really cool. Anyway, stay right here on PJ Sports Talk, the place to be every Sunday at 3. We'll be right back with some more Father's Day talk.
Did you hear the news? There's a new theme park in Central Florida.
All the kids are talking about it because it's totally built for us.
It's Legoland Florida, and it's the coolest place ever.
It's where we can play our part and be almost anything.
Be a knight and slay dragons.
Be a firefighter and save the day.
Get my driver's license and drive all over Lego City.
Captain my own boat like I'm on the high seas.
It's like my favorite toy came to life.
I can travel all over the country.
New York City, Washington, D.C., San Francisco.
Cities built with over 30 million Lego bricks.
There's even a pirate water ski stunt show. Arr, matey.
I wish I lived at Legoland.
It's the ultimate land of Lego bricks.
And the best part is, it's right in our backyard.
Play your part at Legoland Florida. We're now open with more than 50 rides, shows, and attractions, like the Dragon Coaster, Driving School, and the incredible Miniland USA. We're located just 45 minutes from Orlando and Tampa. Find us on Facebook or visit Legoland.com.
This is Tommy Lasorda, and all of you sports fans who listen to PJ, he is outstanding. What a beautiful interviewer he is. So listen in. PJ will bring a lot of exciting and wonderful things to all of your fans and wherever you are, PJ.
Welcome back to PJ Sports Talk, the place to be every Sunday at 3. I'm your host, PJ, and welcome back to PJ Sports Talk. So there was this interview on SportsCenter. And it was about, it's called Pete Fades, I think is his name. And he was basically the leader who started the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge. And this guy has an amazing story. You know, he was the star baseball player for Boston College. And, you know, he was the captain. And in 2000, I believe it was 2012, right? He was diagnosed with ALS. And a month later, I think it was in 2000, it was in 2012. And, like a month later, he had a baby girl, and, you know, he was sitting there, and I'm looking at it right now. Here's what happened. So in 2007, he was diagnosed with ALS. In 2012, he was at the point where he couldn't walk and he could hardly talk, you know, and a month later, he got a job as the head of operations for a baseball team, right? So he took that job, and, you know, his dad said, I can't just keep on going on like this isn't happening, and he became his full-time caregiver. And then he had a baby girl. And when that baby girl came, they were talking to his mom. His mom said it gave him life on his face. You could see life. And it really just, it meant a lot to him. And he knew right from that start that that baby girl was going to be the reason why he was going to try and fight this, you know. And so then the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge came around. And, you know, it was just this, he just has all this money being donated to finding the cure, and he just hopes that one day. And so, yeah, quick fact here. After 40 points in Game 3, LeBron James set the record for the most amount of points scored through the first three games of the NBA Finals. So that was just a quick thing there. Anyway, yeah, and so that was a pretty special interview. I thought it was pretty cool. And very nice, you know, way to kick off your Father's Day. Anyway, we also have the Women's World Cup going on. We have the U.S. women's team will be going up against Colombia. So that should be pretty. Hopefully, we'll be able to win the World Cup. It's been a while since USA really has done very well, but we'll see. So that's going on. Me. All right. And then for Major League Baseball, we have the Rays. The Rays. I'm pretty proud of the Rays. The Rays have topped their division, and they're one of the best teams record-wise in the Major League Baseball. So I'm very happy for them. And, you know, let's just see if they can keep it up. Because, like I said last week, they're blowing through their bullpen like, you know, it's nothing. You know, they keep on going, keep on going, keep on going, keep, you know, sixth inning, oh, time to take them out. Not how you're supposed to play. Right? So, anyway, that was pretty interesting. So, the lineup for today in Major League Baseball, here we go. Here's what we have. We have the Tigers and the Yankees, the Orioles and the Blue Jays, the Rays and the Indians, the Marlins and the Reds, the Pirates and the Nationals, the Cardinals and the Phillies, the Rangers and the White Sox, the Red Sox and the Royals, the Cubs and the Twins, the Angels and the Athletics, the Astros and the Mariners, the Brewers and the Rockies, the Padres and the Diamondbacks, the Mets and the Braves, and the Giants and the Dodgers. Those are all the people that that's the lineup for today. That's going to about do it for this edition of PJ Sports Talk. I'm going to end it earlier because I don't know what's wrong with my voice or me yawning or any of that. So I'm going to get that fixed, and I will see you all next week. And remember to always talk the talk and walk the walk. Have a great Father's Day.